This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In the meantime, though, something that we have not gotten to discuss since the weekend, short show yesterday, the Shedeur Sanders fall. The fall from grace for Sanders, who was expected to be in the top five mix. We saw him linked at 2 and 3 overall to the Browns and the Giants. And then round one ended. We talked all day Friday about how early he could go in round two. And then he didn't go on night two in rounds 2 and 3. And then on day 3, he didn't go in round 4. It took until the Browns finally ended his wait in the 5th round for Sanders to be picked.
Wild.
One of the most shocking draft stories in history.
There have been guys that have fallen, right, where they went way later than we anticipated. I don't know about that. I mean, I can't remember one like that, where I know guys that we thought had a first-round grade and ended up going in the 3rd. I think of Malik Willis off the top of my head. And there have been others where it looked like there was momentum for them to go in the middle of the 1st round or early in the 1st round. Or if it's not at 9, it could be at 21. If it's not at 21, someone will trade back in. The shocking fall. Now, what was crazy is, remember, on Friday, we're going, hey, where do we think he's going to end up, right? Where's he going to go? And I was like, well, Cleveland's got the first pick of the 2nd round. I think it's Cleveland. I was wrong, but ultimately, I guess I was right an entire 24 hours later. Insane.
How
that's
how
it happened.
Do we get to claim victory on that?
No, I do not, personally. I don't think there's any way. Because they got the first pick of the 2nd round, well, so that's what'll happen.
Danny Hutae. Just to let you know, though, you would win at a sports book because you didn't say they'd take him in round 2 or whatever.
Because Cleveland had the best odds.
You just, like, if you bet before the draft that the Browns would take him and you got plus 250 or whatever, I think you probably hit that bet.
I think I still win, yeah.
Unless it's specified, and I don't know that it did, that they take him at number 2 overall. I think it was just team to take him.
Little asterisk there later, not exactly. 24 hours later, idiot. But
I mean,
yeah,
there were a lot of things about that process that I found odd. Number one, the prank calls of Shedeur Sanders were unacceptable.
100%.
That goes without saying. Mm-hmm. And we now know that the leak came from Jeff Ulbrich's son. His son, Jax, this is the defensive coordinator who became the interim head coach of the Jets, who's now moved on to a different organization. But his son, Jax, supposedly didn't get the number from his dad, just saw it on his computer, then took it with him as he went to whatever school he's at. Him and his buddies are sitting around, probably drinking, watching the draft. And they prank call Shedeur Sanders, and they're dumb enough to record themselves doing it. I mean, how stupid are young people to record yourself doing something that you shouldn't be doing? Doing it is, in fact, the issue,
yeah,
right? But to record yourself doing the thing that could get you in immense trouble is even worse.
Let's keep evidence of this, guys. Yeah, that's tough. That was completely unfair. That was horrible. That's awful. I feel for the kid. Now, you know, this is a relative sports. How am I trying to say this? Like, he fell in the draft. He's still in the NFL. There are a lot of guys who didn't hear their name called at all. A lot of dudes whose dreams came crashing down, etc. So, like, we're the kind of the outrage or the after the fact. Again, he did not deserve the prank call. That's 100% unequivocal. That's not fair. But the idea that he's this huge victim of something terrible that's happened, some sort of sports travesty, I thought was a little bit over the top, right? Like, he fell in the draft. Again, the micro percentage of people that pick up a football, that want to go pro, that want to play pro sports, don't get to.
It's well said.
So, you know, I there's a little bit of perspective there.
I did feel terrible for him, though, because
it's
so public. It's the worst thing that's happened maybe in his life, but certainly in his football professional life. And you're living it out publicly. Like, two things to me are true. I think he and his father, Dion, made his bed largely, or at least helped make the bed that they had to sleep in. And number two, I still have great empathy for him. Like, both of those things can happen and coincide at the same time. Because
anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hours and hours and hours over 3 days, you're publicly with cameras in your face, just staring at a screen, waiting for news you have no control over at that point. And everyone's laughing at you, and the internet's being mean. It's just not that cool.
Yeah, it stinks.
But little things like he didn't have an agent. I said this with Lamar Jackson, and everyone said, he got his money, he didn't need an agent. Well, he got his money because he's a two-time MVP. That's why he got his money. He didn't get his money because he didn't have an agent. You see what I'm saying? Like, he was going to get his money anyway. If he had an agent, maybe you're not pranked to the same extent because your number's not out there. And instead of having your number, Jax is seeing your agent's number listed. And that could have gone differently. But also, it just sounds like, via all the reporting that's been done, he didn't take the process as seriously as he needed to. Whether it was angling for certain teams so he big-leagued other teams, whether it was acting the entire process, both he and Dion, like, you get to draft Shedeur Sanders, not Shedeur Sanders gets to play for you. And that's kind of the emphasis I think that I saw put on how he conducted himself, comported himself before the draft. It rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And at that position, they think every little thing matters. Every little minor detail. They're watching at Topgolf, how do you interact with the other guys? They are trying to figure out you know, how many peas you eat and put on your plate next to your mashed potatoes with your ham. Like, it all adds up. And when you go into a room and people feel like you don't want to be there, or they have a meeting with you that goes unlike any they've ever had, you're going to get dinged for it. And if it was a few teams, I would get that. When that many teams felt that way about him, obviously they did something poorly in the process.
It's the only missing ingredient that we're not privy to, right? I mean, we saw the play on the field. We saw the attributes. We saw any of the public comments. And, you know, whatever he did at the combine or individual workouts, et cetera, those are the data points that we all got access to. That's the mystery box. So my logical conclusion, I don't know this for a fact, I haven't talked to all 32 teams, obviously, was something went awry there. Something was really off. Something went amiss, right? Pretty elementary.
By the way, it's not that surprising. Like, there was a time where he was wearing Giants-colored cleats when he wanted to be drafted by the Giants. Deion Sanders supposedly was tweeting, thank you, Jesus, or whatever, every time the Raiders would lose, I think it was, because that's where he wanted them to be in Vegas. Like, there were these things along the way where...
There were signs, yeah.
Wait, you mean... They were doing that, and then somehow the process didn't go seamlessly, and they didn't play it out the way that they probably should have. And a lot of people have said to me and suggested it's the same as, you know, Archie Manning and Eli Manning. I disagree with that. Archie Manning and the Mannings, what they did on draft day, I also hated, and it was a pain in the ass for him to say, I'm not going to go play there. The comp there is John Elway, who said no to the Colts like Eli said no to the Chargers. Mm-hmm. And went and played in the big city with the Giants. But the difference was Archie Manning is not one of the most popular sports personalities in America, who's on podcasts and shows constantly, who's at the podium doing daily press conferences as a college football coach, it isn't the same in any way. And I just think that, fair or not, everybody piled on. After a couple of years of Dion bringing his Louis, and you want to be the big man on campus, and all of the things that they did that made people feel like they were the bullies, and now you get a chance to pile on this kid as the worst thing's happening to him, and I hate that it happened, but it's obvious. People are going to take their shot.
Yeah, I also would offer a couple other things, because everybody loved to make that same comp, right? Same as Eli. And by the way, I never forgave Eli for that, and I still haven't, by the way. I think it was preposterous. The difference is that's the prohibitive number one overall selection, a future Hall of Famer, right? I mean, that was the anointed one. Whereas Sanders, I actually liked pretty decently as a quarterback prospect, but it wasn't the same. I guarantee you, if he was as good as Caleb Williams, or if he was as good as Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck or some of these other guys, they would have overlooked all that crap.
That's a good point.
Right?
Too.
But the fact is, he's good with wrinkles, and as soon as the juice is no longer worth the squeeze, I ain't squeezing. I think that's how all the teams felt for, you know, nearly six rounds.
Yeah, it's complicated because I think he is absolutely good enough to have been drafted maybe in round one, certainly in round two.
I thought so.
He's got some fatal flaws, possibly. The sack rate, he's going to get sacked a million times. But, you know, in texting with one coach in the league, they said he's an average athlete with an average arm, and he's probably going to be a bit of a pain in the butt. You know, if he was an elite athlete with an elite arm and he was going to be a pain in the butt, maybe you'd feel differently. And I don't even know if it's him that's going to be the pain in the butt or the fear of whatever comes with Deion Sanders, right? I mean, after he was drafted, how many parents got on the phone with the general manager? Did you see that video? Where Shador's like trying to talk to the Browns or whatever. He's like, all right, thanks a lot. And Deion's standing there going, give me the phone, son, give me the phone. And he like hands his dad the phone and he's talking to like Andrew Berry. He's like, put Andrew Berry on. I want to talk to him. How many dads are doing that? Like, that's just an example that we see publicly of a video that they put out where you go, I'm not telling you that the teams are right. I'm just telling you this is what they perceive as not wanting to deal with this circus. So whether you, if you take issue with that, take issue with the teams. But they don't want to be on the phone with the dad right after the draft. They want to talk to Shador, tell him you got a press conference tomorrow, and then not talk to anyone until he shows up in the facility and go back to work. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a bunch of folks, you know, they're like, people don't like him because he's an individual and he's expressing himself. He's doing this, he's doing that. I'm going, did you see anybody that's been drafted? Travis Hunter went 2 overall, had a suit with like a hole in the middle of it and like a tassel connecting the double-breasted coat. And
is beloved by every team, yeah, and top of draft boards and dancing all the way down the hallway. Nobody had an issue.
Yeah, Caleb Williams was painting his nails and rumors about him wanting to own a piece of the team came out. Like, it doesn't matter.
Cam Ward doesn't have a personality?
Yeah.
I bet he does. I bet he's a pretty fun guy to hang out with.
Right. I'm just saying, it was one of these things where they're trying to like over make him the victim, and it's like, it's unfortunate. The level of piling on is unfortunate. But at the same time, it's like, there's a bed here that you made, you're getting some rest in it, and now we can't believe that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm arguing against everybody, my usual position.